Welcome to my life. I can take a wild guess. You know what's crazy? What is this?
Sushi means sex.
What is going on this show?
It's the lighter side of the dark side.
Oh, no, he didn't.
What did you do? What did you do?
Yes, it's 8:10. On a Thursday evening, you know what that means. We're 10 minutes late for the Dark Mark Show, as usual. But it's worth it. This is going to be quite a show. Welcome to the lighter side of the dark side, your Thursday night free show. And look who's back.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Dark Minions.
Is that the way you tell the Dark Minions hello?
No, not at all.
Let's hear this, Josie.
Hello, Dark Minions.
Because we did have, you did miss a week, but this is a good week to come back because we have a couple guests. We have a Renaissance man.
Renaissance man.
A Renaissance man.
I like that.
This is a guy, and it's funny because I'm very shocked that Josie hadn't met him, but we'll talk about that later. This is a man that I've seen in the clubs. I'm gonna be quite frank. You're a large black man who plays with fire. You're a little intimidating.
Yeah.
But the more you read, the more you hear. Very fascinating. Orpheus Black.
Thank you for having me.
And Orpheus, before we get started, the show is actually brought to you by myself because I'm actually doing a show on November 2nd, my birthday show, at the Ice House, the world famous Ice House. So. If you buy tickets for the Ice House, if you go to Goth Comedian, Dark Mark Show on Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, any of those things, get on my guest list. You'll get in for $5. It's a great lineup. And this is also being
How is it a great lineup if I'm not part of it?
Well, we're going to talk about that. I didn't even know you did comedy and spoken word and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah, I do that.
Yeah, I know. We're going to talk about that.
Maybe he's offering.
I don't book the show. I'm sorry. This is a book lineup.
Oh, man.
You're like every other comic. How can I get on the show? But it's a great lineup. Mike Muratori, who's been on the show, Matt Walker, Jeff Keller. It's a lot of great comics. And then afterwards, we're going to go to Bar Sinister and we'll have a little fun. And then also, we're being brought to you by the book, Josie Katz.
Yes.
If you
on Amazon.com
and Barnes and Noble. Trust me, there's not a lot of text, but there's a lot of beautiful pictures of our co-host, which I'm going to flip this around.
Who needs text when you have pictures? Everyone just flips to the pictures.
It's a lot of pictures of this woman, Josie Katz, in various stages of undress. You get to check out
a lot of
tattoos. A lot of covering up the nipples very adroitly, and it's a terrific book.
Barely.
Go to Barnes & Noble. It makes a great holiday gift for the person that masturbates a lot. So please go to Barnes & Noble
or
Amazon.com and order Josie Katz the book. And speaking of Josie, glad to have you back.
I'm glad to be back.
Although
I missed
Hell's
you.
Bell, I missed you too. Although I saw you Saturday, but we'll get to that in the Hollywood Report. Hell's Bell was back, my original co-host, and she was fabulous. She actually showed her breasts.
Ooh.
Which I think I'm
going to... I missed that.
I'm going to be demanding of
we'll
all my...
We'll have to book her as a guest.
All my co-hosts from
How
here on
we
in.
We just can't have a highlight reel, like, you know, playing on this
I'm working.
Here.
I'm working on the sizzle reel. I've got a friend working on the sizzle... Because I've been choked. I've been bit. I've been...
And not all just by me.
No. A lot of stuff has happened to me. We had Count Smokula play an accordion. We had all sorts of stuff. I've had a lot of things happen on the show. Oh, we had a woman that had her nipples tased. A lot of stuff.
Oh,
happened.
I got to tase them.
You got to tase your nipples?
Yeah.
That was fun.
So you're a sadist too?
So Josie is a sadist.
Are you really?
But
yeah.
She's such a sadist. She insists I do this every week. It's the Josie Katz Hollywood Reports. I think that's, yes.
They don't make pussy cats like they used to.
Here is Josie Katz with the Hollywood Report.
I like that.
Yes. What's new in Hollywood, Josie?
Well, okay. since the last time I was on the show, actually, I wasn't in Hollywood. I was out in the desert.
Wasteland weekend.
Wasteland, working on my video.
And how was that?
It was so cool. Oh, man.
A little peyote.
Talk about fire play. There's a lot of fire.
Yeah, I bet.
A lot of fire.
Did you eat some peyote and trip out like Jim Morrison? Or?
No. That would be very difficult to get the filming done.
Because you were hanging out with my friend, the 420 comic, Jeffrey Peterson, so...
I like Jeffrey. He's
I like
really
Jeffrey
cool.
too. Yes, he is cool.
That was a random place to see him.
Not for him.
Really?
He's out there every. He almost booked me last year. He had somebody that was doing a whole comedy thing out there, and I
missed
there.
His comedy. He was the night before.
Right.
Yeah. They have really great acts.
Right.
So that could be why.
No. Why they wanted to book me? I understand. So. You were out in the desert with our buddy shooting your video for
yes,
3 days,
and we got use of this car called Charlotte with big teeth and a huge cage on the front that's like a spider web, and thanks to Gangrene for letting us. That was the tribe letting us use the truck, and
thank you, Gangrene. Oh, Jeremy, the other cat's downstairs now. There's another cat
another
coming.
Cat.
There's another cat coming.
Wow.
So what else happened since this Wasteland weekend?
Danced with Haunted Garage.
You were at the CIA.
A gory, gory, gory band. You can't stand in the front. You'll be covered in blood.
I was in the back.
I showed my breasts a lot. There was a lot of wardrobe malfunction going on.
Well, I was in the back, so I didn't. Yeah,
by
I didn't,
accident.
Yeah, I saw a little bit. I was actually, I wasn't invited to the show. I didn't know anything about it. It was at the CIA where I performed, and I love going down there. And
that place is so cool.
I know. And so, I mean, so you're doing a show at the CIA.
There's nothing else like it.
My home away from home. Carl Crew has been on the show. Talked about the CIA. I didn't get in. Rhythm Coffin was there. They were on the show.
Yes.
Did I get an invite to the show? No.
No one invited you? I thought you were already on the invite, otherwise I would have.
No, I mean, I didn't get a personal invite. Hey, I'm doing a show. So how many bands do you have, Josie?
Well, that's not my band. I just, I'm a Gorgor girl for them. And I'll be at the Zombie Walk dancing with them.
Okay. Wardrobe malfunction, possibly.
Possibly.
Okay.
But that's all age venues, so I have to kind of keep things strapped in.
Well, speaking
not,
of...
Not on the loose.
Speaking of odd gigs, I have to tell you... Orpheus Black is here, and I remember. I as I say, you're somebody that it's hard to miss. You're in. You go to the Fetters. You know, Josie apparently has missed you, but you go to the Fetters clubs. This, you know, the most of the doms are really skinny white guys doing the little flogging, little
are really old,
the Florentining, and there's some young guys too trying to get it together, but. And then you come up, and it's a whole different thing. The first time I was ever really conscious of you, I've heard of you before. I'd seen you before. I did a show a few years ago. I think it was 2008, 2009, at a private dungeon, Fetish Summer. Hmm. You remember that?
Not sure.
I did stand-up.
They all just start to blend in, right?
Yeah.
This show didn't blend in
dungeon
for me. This show didn't blend in for me because I had to do comedy in between acts, including Orpheus setting girls on fire.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what did I get myself into when I?
Oh, look, it's Kat. There's Kat. How are you?
This is the flexible girl.
This is the flexible girl. Have a seat, Kat.
Oh, hello, sorry.
Have a seat, Kat. We were just talking about Orpheus. I did stand up at this. It was actually a private dungeon. One of the acts was a guy saran wrapped a girl and fingered her till she came and squirted. And I had to do
what
jokes
was the
after
saran
that.
Wrap for? Right.
No, they saran wrapped them in the air. They had also what?
Oh,
it was
okay.
A saran wrap suspension.
It's a suspension. Right. Suspension. They had. I see. I'm such a. I was explaining this last week. I'm always at fetish clubs, but I'm such a dilettante. I'm not a hardcore guy. So if I don't use the right, proper terminology,
you're a voyeur.
Please correct me, Orpheus.
Yeah, I'll make sure I'll get in there. Definitely.
So it, there was Charlie had somebody on the rope, and they had a they had some people came in from Orange County. Wearing wigs, like powdered wigs that sang "Rock Me Amadeus," which I could follow that. But
I totally do not remember this.
But well, I here's what I remember is I went up to you and I called you Morpheus.
As many people do.
From The Matrix, and that was shot down really quickly. You corrected me in quite a hurry, and I've never called you Morpheus again.
Well, I appreciate that.
Yes. But Orpheus is a guy, it's funny because I've talked to a couple people.
Did he threaten to put your beard on fire?
No, he doesn't have to threaten. He really doesn't have to threaten anything.
No.
Orpheus is a guy that just gives you a look, and you're like, okay. You're a big dude, and
I get confused for Vin Rames all the time.
I was going to say that, but I didn't want to say that. That's why I was trying to describe the look, the Vin Rames thing. A better looking Vin Rames with better nails, apparently.
Well, thank you.
But
the ladies love the nails.
Kenny has a soft Angora sweater, or cashmere.
Cashmere, baby.
Cashmere. So, yes.
Cashmere.
Angora, cashmere.
It makes the ladies want to touch you.
Yeah.
See? By the way, it's my birthday coming up. Could you give me one of those sweaters? I think I could use one of those. But I was telling people, because people are like, well, geez, I never really talked to the guy. When you talk to you, you're a great guy. You're real laid back. And so I was surprised that you're doing, not necessarily stand-up, but you're doing dirty stories.
Yeah.
Because you're such a quiet guy. You sort of keep to yourself.
You know what? What kind of language can we use here?
You can use all language you want.
Because I like to fuck my best friends. You know what I mean? It's like I bring my friends with me to the club.
Well, remind me not to get too close to you, okay?
It's all right. You're looking sexy. Yeah. But my girls are my best friends, so I don't really do too much hanging out or too much partying.
Right.
You know, and I just have fun with the girls that I'm with. You know, that's what I do.
That's a good philosophy.
That's what I do. I stay out of trouble like that.
Right.
I know that philosophy.
Well, let's have some more of that philosophy, Joseph.
For real.
Let's see what we can do. Kat, actually, I don't really know. I'd like to get to know a lot better like that. Kat, you are a dancer.
I am.
You want to talk to the mic? That's one of those.
Right here.
See that?
See that?
The penis shaped thing right there.
Yes, right.
You have to get
with my hair all over it already.
Too.
It's the right color.
He's got a line for every situation.
Hey.
Well, yeah. And well, anyway, so I don't know you. Now I know that you're not punctual. That's one thing I know. And you're from Poland. Is that correct?
I am born. I came to the States when I was two, so I have dual citizenship, but I still consider myself a Polish girl at heart, even though I'm totally Americanized.
Which means what?
Absolutely nothing. Except if the shit hits the van, I got somewhere to go.
Because I heard about those Polish girls.
I have too.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
What did you hear?
That they are the most beautiful women in the world.
You know, every woman in Europe tells me that. I meet a woman from the Czech Republic. Oh, the Czech Republic girls are the hottest.
Exactly.
The Russian girls are the hottest.
Yes.
All these girls from Europe, they just, they think they're the hottest.
They do. I don't know where they get that from. Because if you were to go and look at the majority, it's not so much.
I don't know. It depends on the country. So I've actually pitted some girls from Europe, from Russia, Czech Republic, and you know, other countries against each other. So it's a fun game to play.
Who won? Poland.
I did. Oh. But But you're a dancer.
I am.
You're a choreographer.
Choreographer.
You're very flexible.
At times.
Yes.
When I'm nice and warm. Yeah, I was a dancer all my life until injury took me out, and I had to figure out another way to incorporate my passion, and so I discovered pole dancing.
And you're teaching also, because a notification just came up on my phone, and my friend Nurse Heather took your classes.
Yes, yes. I teach pole dancing now.
Hey.
Hey now.
Oh, see, there we go. Can you...
What are you doing, Mark?
I'm trying to get you both in the shot.
Oh, okay. I could have moved that.
Damn, I like how all the cameras came off of me.
No, the camera's right. There's one right on you.
It's all right.
This is our new camera.
Over there just to talk dirty.
We've got a three-camera shoot.
Girls over here. Oh, my God. I didn't even see that when you came in. Jesus.
Oh, Chelsea, how'd you miss that?
I have no idea. I was obviously not focused on the right thing.
That was, I mean, the money.
He was looking at my beautiful blue eyes.
Is that what color they are?
It's hard to tell. It took me a while to figure out what color your eyes were.
That's a nice lens. I'm just going to adjust myself.
So,
all right. I'm back in practice here.
So this is a whole free. This is the way we. Because you have a podcast too. I didn't know that.
Yeah. On the Rat Pack Network.
And our show's really free flowing. I just get a bunch of people in the studio that really shouldn't be in the studio, and we just have fun.
Well,
it's
I
a party.
That, so I'm just like, fuck it.
It's a party. Basically, it's a fuck it kind of show. So, but
I liked it.
But so what? Your show, I'm assuming, is a little more hardcore, a little more into the S&M. We have a show here on Skid Row Studios. Very good show. Intellectual Kink.
Intellectual Kink. Nice.
You probably, have you been on that show? Oh, no. This is the first time you've been in the studio.
This is the first time I've been here. I like the studio, though.
Yeah, it's a great studio.
Nice studio.
Jeremy. So Intellectual Kink, which is the number one show on this network, is very serious, too professional. I guess it's a dom and a sub. And they talk about serious S&M issues and really get into it, and you really get into we just fuck around. I mean, that's basically I had Master Overmind last week, and I told him, I said, I'm a dilettante. I just go in there, and in my case in the bedroom, I'm not that hardcore. I spank a little bit, pull a little hair, play a few games once in a while. I still have the fuzzy cuffs. I haven't graduated from the regular
fuzzy cuffs.
Regular cuffs.
You know what? For me, BDSM is everything that happens up till the time you're fucking. Yeah, I mean, that's really what it comes down to. I love all the rope bondage and all that other stuff. That's great.
Right.
But I'm not doing that in the process of. But you know
people that is it.
That's the whole thing. Like, they can't get hard without it.
I know a lot of people like that. I know.
I'm one of those persons.
It's amazing. So. Yeah, I didn't catch that from you.
I'm ready to go.
Right. But it's fun to play around.
It is fun to play around. You know, anything that kind of takes the mundane out of it, or maybe washes off the day, just to change things up. I mean, a little power exchange, a little slap and tickle, it works.
Yeah.
You know, I'm in the fire choking and a little forced orgasm.
Order.
Who doesn't want that?
Well, a little tickle and slap, but burying it up, you know? Yeah, just a little tickle.
That's your next comedy act.
That's there my next, go. The name of my next album will be Tickle and Slap.
Tickle and Slap.
But you're best known because for Flame with Fire.
Yes.
And how did that start? Well, first off, let me go back. let me go to the whole history. Where are you from?
Venice Beach, California.
So you're born and raised California. You and Josie.
Yeah.
We're the only two.
Yeah, last one. We're last of the dinosaurs.
We had a couple other people on the show that have been born and raised in California, but...
Yeah.
But, it's rare.
Yeah, so we're importing people from Poland and everything else, but you can...
We will hold that against her.
And you can pull the mic up a little bit, Josie. I was just trying to get it. You're both in the shot now, so...
Okay.
So... Yeah, just please
nice
grab that.
Slow.
Oh, yeah,
nice
there we go.
Slow.
Now,
gentle.
Okay.
He had a firm grip on his.
I'm used to working with something that big.
Well, that's, you know.
I'm not going to challenge that.
Oh, yes. But
for some reason, I think he's telling the truth.
Well, it'd be funny if he wasn't. This big dude, wouldn't that be great if he had like a little
you know what,
pinky day?
Let's be honest. Once you're there naked, hey, it's too late now. Just don't you move. It might not be long, but it's thin.
Right. You're not able to go long. Yeah. You can't go long, but you sure can go deep. I know all
exactly.
about that. Yeah. But anyway, so you started in Venice. So how did you get into the S&M lifestyle?
Yeah, I was in a poly relationship. I've been poly like 18 years. And she left me for a dom, and I had no idea what the fuck a dom was. Didn't work out. She came back and said, hey, I want to introduce you to this whole thing. And we went to Club Blue Dungeon back in the days, and she walked me in, and I never looked back. You know, it was just at that moment. I saw Sal choking some chick with his high heel and shit, and I'm like, I can do that. I can do that, you know. And he took me on, man, and I was his, like, pet project for, like, 5 years. And
oh, so you had a professional dom.
Yeah. I came into this professional. I didn't even know people did this in their personal life.
Right.
I thought this was all performance for a long time.
So you had a mentor.
Yeah, I had a lot of mentors.
Right.
You know, Sir Nick, Sal, so that was Liam Lagren and...
Right.
You know those guys, you know.
How well do you know them, Josie?
Master Snow, you know. So,
right.
You know, these guys were all took their time. And really, I came in at a really great opportunity when everybody was really on stage, really doing it, really about their craft. And they all took an interest in me. So I got a chance to get a leg up on other people.
Well, why do you think they took an interest just in you? Or
you know, I have no idea, but I
other
I don't
than the fact
at,
that you're a big, it's like, intimidating.
You don't tell me how to do this, I'm going to fuck you up.
Exactly.
No, I just, you know, it just...
A dom with a black eye doesn't look quite right, you know?
It just clicked, man. And you know what? In Indigo, my wife was just there for me the whole time, so I always had somebody to play with, and we just kind of came into it together and just kept going, you know?
Are you still married?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
So what does she think about this?
She's right there with me.
Because, you know, I mean...
So who
I mean,
usually takes charge?
Me, always.
I've seen you get girls crazy.
Yeah.
Get them right to the edge of orgasm, possibly giving them orgasms.
Yes.
Yeah, and your wife is cool with that?
Yeah. And she's usually right there with me.
Okay.
You know, we're both into girls. We call it Team Predator. When we walk into place, we look like velociraptors coming in looking for a meal, man.
So it's one of those marriages.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's a marriage of convenience and faith and love.
So what do you usually go for? Who's the victim? What type is the victim?
What type? Willing?
Willing?
Well, that's, now we got something in common.
Yeah. You know, actually, the type of girl I actually like. Thick girls, like thick on the bottom. I don't.
Right.
I'm not really into thin women.
Who would have
Nice to play with the stereotype there.
Ass.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. I do like ass, thighs, hips. Like, and if your hips are as wide as your shoulders, oh my fucking god, that shit is just hot to me.
Well, I gotta tell you, Josie. To be honest with you, I think I'm part black because I'm with him. I like a big. I like curves. I like tits. I like ass. I like women. I like big asses. I like big tits. I like the curve.
Now, don't get me wrong. I won't kick a skinny woman out of bed. You know, I'm just saying, when I go in there, I'm looking for a meal, you know?
Right. not just a mouthful.
It's a lot for any woman to get kicked out of a bed.
For real.
I mean, come on.
I've seen it happen. I've heard about
it
happen. I've actually kicked somebody out of bed.
I've done it too.
For what?
Badly.
We didn't even get that far, but it's not a story I really want to tell.
You have to be a bad
yeah,
lay.
Seriously.
I mean, come on.
Or he's going to tell us.
Please.
You know what she did? Okay, she didn't want to hold her own legs up. Okay.
Oh!
She didn't want to push back. You know what I'm saying?
Horror.
I don't like that. You know what I mean? I mean, because I got the move where you put the thigh up and you pin the one leg down, use the other, you know, and you're smashing. You're doing a good job.
Rabbit style?
Exactly.
Yes,
so scissor. I'll just post
it. No, is it the scissor or is it the rabbits? You know the bunny ears? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no, it's not the bunny ears. You gotta bring a knee up and turn sideways, pin the left leg with
it's
your right hand.
Scissor.
Oh, yeah. I know the side scissor. I like the side scissor. Okay,
exactly.
Yeah.
So you're doing that so I can hold her leg back, but she still didn't even want to push back. And
So you're holding her leg and then it just like flopped out?
Yeah, it's just flopping and she's just a pillow princess. She's like, oh, you got it. I was like, I'm done. Call your friend in here. No, honestly,
it's nice to have options.
Next.
Honestly, I had her go out and get Indy and bring her in here so she can finish.
Okay,
because you know, I was not going to finish with her. It was like an hour and a half into it and still wasn't working. So I was like, "Fuck it, bring my wife in here. She knows how to do it."
So your wife finished her and held her legs up.
Finish me.
Oh, finish you. Oh, okay.
Because
that's why I was trying. Because I thought you said she was finishing her.
Did the girl have to do the walk of shame?
Yeah,
out
she
of
did because it was at the lair. Now, don't get me wrong. I love that girl. She's a wonderful person. We're just not compatible. You know what I mean?
It's right.
Just, I like good sex. You know, I'm not here to, you know, I'm not here for sports fucking. I'm trying to get to a goal here.
Right.
You know, so.
Did you at least give her cab money?
No.
Oh.
No, if you don't come when I come, you come when I come back.
No, you give her a tap card? Did you give her a bus pass? I mean,
yeah. All right, metro card.
Right, yeah.
She should give me a tap card.
Right. So, Kat, have you had any bad sexual experiences since you've been in the United States? Have you kicked any guys out of bed?
I wanted to on many occasions, but I'm too submissive for that.
Don't talk about me like that.
Oh, really? So you are submissive, you admit it?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I like that.
Oh, my. She blushes.
No, wow.
For me, though, the whole BDSM kink aspect has been completely asexual. It's been a completely different experience.
Oh, okay.
Slowly, it's been moving towards that direction. And I have to say, Sir Orpheus has been the very first one who's ever gotten me to the subspace thing that everyone kept talking about. Well, Spire play.
Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Wow.
To this day.
I appreciate
How many
it.
Have tried?
Well, Sir Orpheus was the first, and I have since.
So I was going to say, if he's the first and he's the first to try, that's not that great.
Well, no. So I started as a pro sub.
Okay.
You know, working at a dungeon. And it didn't pan out. And so I kind of moved on, and that's when I discovered the club scene.
Okay.
And so I kind of wandered that for a bit,
mm-hmm.
in and out. Dun-dun-dun.
We got it. Very subtle, Kat.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what I do.
In and out. Yeah.
Moment. Okay.
Okay. So, yeah. So you're a pro sub. So how did you get? How do you become a pro sub? How do you like?
Oh, this is the way I did it.
Right.
About a year ago, I was going through a period in my life of somewhat self-discovery, and this kink fetish thing had been sitting in my head, in the back of my head since college, but I'd never had the balls to do anything about it. Well, right. Last summer I was like, well, fuck it. I'm not getting any younger. I want to see what this is all about.
Right.
I had been single for a while, and I'm very careful with my partners and my relationships. So my first option was to go to Craigslist and just, like, you know, pick.
Very discerning. Oh,
right.
End up in a trunk.
So obviously that wasn't the safest choice. And I went on the internet, and the first thing that popped up was a dungeon.
Right.
Or come work as a submissive, make some money, and get spanked.
Yeah, hey, why not?
Why not? Well, it kind
of... Beats McDonald's.
And so, like, the first month or so, it was really exciting. But after that, I wasn't getting what I wanted out of it, which was the sexual. That's why I went into it. I wanted to pursue the sexual aspect. And so it wasn't going that direction. And so when I started playing publicly, when I left the pro scene, went to the club scene, and started playing publicly, it became more intimate, weirdly so. Because it's public, you're on display in front of an audience, but yet it was more intimate. So I have to say, I haven't really taken that into the bedroom yet, so I can't really speak to that.
You probably have, like, on the light side.
Yeah,
and
you know,
not
the
even
little,
realized.
You know, but...
No, the clown paddles. That's light.
I'm getting
some paddles
like that, by the way.
No, these are good.
They make a lot of noise, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, one
panty gags. No.
Panty gags? What? Who gagged you with a panty?
Ball.
Oh, who gagged you with a panty lately?
No one's gagged me with a panty.
Oh, okay. but you know about it.
Yes.
Josie, okay. Why do you stop the show? Anyway, Kat,
the panty gag is the bomb. I love the panty gag, honestly. Yeah.
No, we've all experienced with a panty
love
gag.
It.
Ooh, no.
Well, the night's still young, Kat. We'll figure it out. But Orpheus, this is the other thing because you, as I said, now, I mean, you're talking up a storm now, but usually in the clubs, you're just sitting there glowering over everybody.
Glowering?
And intimidating everybody.
But, you know, I'm not doing it on purpose.
I know you're not.
I'm actually socially awkward.
No.
I'm going to tell you honest truth. If you get me around like 10 people I don't know, I get very quiet.
But 10 people you do know.
10 people I do know, I'm very cool. Okay. I'm at home. But other than that, I'm socially awkward. Matter of fact, I have the same two things I say to everybody just because I'm always nervous.
Mm-hmm.
What's that? What's your line?
I'm not going to tell you because you don't know.
But you won't say it to me because now we'll be good buddies.
You know, the only thing I'm going to say to you is
that was a nice investment you made.
Oh, it's paid off. So many times, I can't even.
Why do you think she's in three bands, huh? That's why. But
you can front my band.
And as I said, Josie, since Hell's Bell showed her breasts last week, I have to insist that every co-host do that now.
Yeah. Oh, really?
You're going to take off the shirt? Yeah.
Well, we got to set her on fire anyway, so.
Oh, that's right. We are
going to
set her on fire.
Your first fuck you of the night.
Well, the first of many, I'm sure. Well, before we get to the fire, and I want to talk about the fire, this conversation is going crazy. This show goes like this when there's a chemistry like this in the studio.
Good.
Okay. You're a dirty storyteller?
Yes.
And what is that? And you get paid for this?
No, actually, it's a labor of love.
Okay, so it's sort of like comedy. It's
You go
do you write
there,
your stories?
Yeah, it's all real stories that have happened to me. So I just go up there and tell them, you know, the dirty, funniest story I can think of at the moment and go from there.
Where do you tell them?
Over at the Body Story Slam, over at the El Cid.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like bodystorytelling.com. You can go in there and check out the next event when it happens or check my page, OrpheusBlack.com. OrpheusBlack.com, sorry. Orpheus Black on Facebook. That's always the best one.
Because you're an award-winning dirty storyteller.
Yes. Yes.
And
what kind of award do you get for that?
Hey, you know what? It was fucking cool. I got a electric neon wand and all kinds of bondage equipment.
Nice, nice.
And I was like, I need another one, so I was going to go back and try and win it again next the next time.
Why do you need another one?
Double fisted, man.
Oh, God.
I just now we're talking about dildos again.
Double fisted freaking electrical scene.
There's two holes.
There's three or four, right?
Well, there's two right next to each other. You could do like a, it's kind of like a, you know, like the, you know, like the salad spinner, you kind of do that sort of thing, like
or corn on the cob holders.
Exactly. That's what it is. Corn on the cob holders. We all know all about that.
I like it, but you know, I just thought it'd be cool to be able to do, like, you know, have it going all over the body at the same time. You know, yeah, that would've been great.
To
the front, to the back.
Turned into Mr. Creeper.
Why am I Mr. Creeper? That's my sexy
look
voice.
At you.
That was creepy.
Okay, that's sorry.
Yeah,
was that creepy, Kyle?
I was just picturing you walking down the street with those things, like zapping women.
Wow,
Orpheus, how do I get more like you and less like me? That's what I want to know, because it's funny because I was going to ask you, because you're a big guy like I am,
yeah,
and you wear big well.
Big guys represent,
right? But and sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I'm a little conscious about my weight, sometimes I'm not.
I'm a fashionaholic.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, like I go through these periods.
He's very stylish. You are too. Your suits are
right.
I just go through these periods where, you know, I want to be a thug for like 6 months or whatever, you know, and then I go back to dressing up. But I usually am always dressed.
Right.
You know, and I...
So, you're supposed to be almost...
I mean, that helps.
Unless I'm entertaining my friends. Unless I'm entertaining my two friends. Then it's a little different.
Okay, let's all take off our clothes. Come on.
It's getting hot in here.
But Kat, so you teach dance now.
I do.
So, but you said that you had an injury, you couldn't dance.
Yeah, well, I teach pole dancing now. My injury has healed for the most part. I mean, I'm still not going to go... be a Rockette. I mean, aside from the fact that I'm too short.
Oh, you're not too short in our eyes.
Oh, thank you.
And I've seen, that wasn't creepy, was it? And then I was...
No, that was very sweet.
And thanks. Thank you. And I've seen, yeah, I've
Are
seen...
Are you saying you have short eyes?
I can get with some shorties. Height is not a thing for me. My last girlfriend was 4'11". I don't discriminate against height.
I had a girlfriend 4'7", too.
Yeah, really? Yeah,
that's 4'7". And she's
beautiful,
a professional dancer.
Yeah, the one I was with at 4'11" was beautiful, and and lots of ass.
Nice.
So she was.
Her number is.
She had she had double D's. Her phone number is. I don't know if she wants me to get that out on you. But I was.
He
reading.
Doesn't have it anymore. He's blocked.
No, I got it. As a matter of fact, Linda, if you'd like to call in, 1-800-893-9592. Anybody wants to call in.
Oh, I love
that. We say that, but we just ignore the calls.
I don't think
we've answered one.
By the way, ironically, Histamir just invited me to an event. But Kat.
Yes.
They say that when you teach pole dancing, you're very much a stickler for detail.
I am. It's that and my day job are... the two places in my life where I take full control.
Because I was thinking of taking a class with you, kind of losing some weight, getting in shape.
You are more than welcome.
Flexible. But if you're that much of a stickler for detail.
Please take a pole dancing class.
If he's
going
to do it, I'm going
to
do it.
We have to take it.
If you do it, I'm doing it.
Yes.
If you do it, it's going to be Fat Central.
Yes.
Jeremy, I think we have a remote in place here. I'm going to be doing a pole dance.
I have 10 poles, actually, so we can do a group class.
Yeah, I'm down.
All right.
Are they mobile?
I'm going to be working the pole.
I have a mobile pole.
You can bring it here?
The problem with the... there's the freestanding or the mounted ones, so but there's also a pole stage, which doesn't have to be mounted up top.
Oh, yeah, you want me to do it in the studio?
Yeah, knock that over, won't he?
Well, that's possible. No, but
that's possible.
That's possible.
Well, no, not
you. It's on a platform, right?
It's on a platform,
So as soon as he grabs onto that thing and tries to swing around, I mean, he's going to go through a wall.
Maybe we do it in the studio first, get our bearings.
Yeah, right.
But your toes got to be straight, because you've done ballet.
Yes, trained 20 years.
Wow.
Yeah, so I am a stickler for straight legs, pointed toes. I yell at my girls. I bust out the spanking stick.
Dude, that's, ballerinas are always masochists.
See, you do have a little recreation.
And by the way, who broke that paddle?
It was like this when I arrived.
Yeah, what happened to this?
Someone had some fun.
Somebody's playing with our paddles. We brought those in.
Oh.
But no, that's okay. It's I thought, yeah, who knows?
That's okay.
But
get more.
But in your class, so yes. you're a stickler for detail.
Yes, I am.
So if they're not on the pole right, then
they're out.
So you
and
might
they
have,
go out?
No, I'm just kidding.
So you spank them. You might have a dom side too. Everybody.
I think we all have a little of both.
Right?
Yeah.
Or at least, do you have any submissive whatsoever?
No,
I didn't think so. So what's the name of like a dirty story that? What was the name of the dirty story that won you the award? Or what was it about?
I can't remember.
Any of your Scooby stories?
I think it was Stud 1000.
Stud 1000.
Yeah.
What is Stud 1000? What is that? Is that like T-1000?
No, Stud 1000 is a dick spray that you put on there and it desensitizes you.
What?
Why would you want that?
Yeah.
All right.
Is that real?
Yeah, it's real.
Stud 1000, if you'd like to sponsor the show, please.
Okay,
Dark
so
Mark
the long,
show
the long and short of it is
here we go with the puns. Yeah. You two, it's like Abbott and Costello here. I don't know what's going on.
The long and short of it is, I was gone. I was away for about 3 years, hadn't seen my girlfriend, and I hadn't had a lot of sex at the time. And I came home, and we wanted to hook up, but I was worried about coming too fast. So I went and found this thing called Stud 1000. I was going to go ahead and, you know, just use it and do my thing. And so I grabbed her, and we're out, and we just decided to hook up in the car in the back seat. Go out to pop the trunk, and I just start laying it on like aerosol, dude. Just across the bottom, across the top, just
the balls,
everything.
Right.
And the only thing it numbed was her.
And I decided to actually look at it. It says one drop.
So
I have this massively numb cock and I jump back in the car and I'm gonna put the condom on. So I sit back and then first thing she does is throw her face on it.
Of course.
So she's blowing me and she's like, I can't feel my tongue. I can't feel my tongue. and I was laughing so hard. and I was like, I don't know what it is. Maybe it's cancer. I really said that. I was so shocked. Yeah. But that was the
So she's sitting there with a numb tongue.
Yeah.
It's so great to feel again. And,
I
can't believe you laughed that so long.
Anyway, that was the long and the short of it.
So what other things have you put on your penis?
I got a cup stuck on my dick one time.
A cup?
A coffee cup?
I was teaching a fire cupping class.
Okay, not a Dixie cup.
No, a hard freaking Chinese fire cup.
Okay.
Okay, so I was going to teach this dames how to do fire play, and I just wanted to know if you could put it on your cock. So I got hard. I put the fire in there, slapped it on my, and it sucked down so hard on my dick. It was ridiculous.
The heat.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get it off, so I'm like trying to stroke it off.
And it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. Yeah.
And I finally just had to yank the goddamn thing off.
Why didn't you just go
off
with it?
I don't know.
I thought the ending would give me the cup cracked and broke everywhere.
No, I almost broke me though because
I can imagine,
like road rash coming off of the damn thing
because
I swole up and because I mean it felt good actually, but
felt better than the Stud 1000.
But I didn't want to go into a fucking hospital with a damn thing on my Dixie cup on my fucking head. That's another thing I got.
Maybe you could stick your dick in the freezer and it expands, maybe?
Yeah. I don't want to try any of that.
No, okay.
So you're finished with, you know, experimentation.
I'm done with that.
Yeah. That's good. So the fireplace. So how did you get into the fireplace? Because that's...
This guy wouldn't show advanced me how to do it. Yeah. Honestly, I went to a club and I saw the guy. And back in the days, you just took a drop of alcohol, you lit it, and then you wiped it off.
Okay.
You know, so like a 3-inch, and I thought it was cool. I said, you know, will you show me how to do it? And he's like, I don't know you. Go away. He was really horrible. So I spent like 5 years trying to figure out how to do fire play.
Mm-hmm.
And I came up with all the materials and all the other shit and just, you know, and Indy volunteered, my wife volunteered to be the guinea pig.
Right.
And we just came up with it. So we started doing fire painting, trailing. I joined a fire conclave to learn safety and all this other shit, and that's how I went about it. I just
like a fire department. You went through a fire. Like,
I did actually go through a fire department. You know,
wow.
I was for a while.
You're not playing.
I was the only person in Hollywood that could do fire in a club because I went to the fire department to make sure that they knew what I was doing was okay.
Because you're the only one that I've seen. I'm sure there's other people that do it, but
Now there's other people that do it, they don't do it the right way. Oftentimes, a lot of people don't do it the right way.
Right.
You know, but hey, it's your scene, it's your person. You know, it's your responsibility. That's how I feel about it.
And you're into the fire, Kat, right?
Love the fire.
So what? What
this
is the
introduction?
What is the sensation? I'm
did
trying
I
to figure that.
You did?
Yes, you did.
Oh, I like that.
When was this?
Bad and choking and knife.
That's
knife,
my shit. That's my fetish.
Here's the thing. I think I may have seen you. Long time, years ago at Club Cinematic.
Who, me?
doing knife play.
That was the other black guy. There's only one of us at a time.
Was that you or was that someone else?
No, that was Aaron.
Oh, okay. Then I'm sorry. That was the other black guy. Well, here's the other thing. It's a scene predominantly with white people.
It is.
And, I mean, what do you feel about that? I mean, you comfortable with that?
You know what? I got a lot of racist remarks when I first got started.
See, that's what I was wondering.
People would say a lot of racist stuff, to me on the stage. And actually,
really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, you got balls when you say that shit to me. You know what I mean?
I was going
to
say.
But,
that's a real racist.
That is a real racist. But it was young goth kids. You know, I was the only black guy at a freaking goth club. You know what I mean? Me and India, and people would try and shame her into because her ass was, she got black girl ass and, all kinds of shit like that. So we just said, fuck it, we're not going anywhere. You're going to have to see us, love us, and do what we do. And maybe that's why I try to be as good as I, try to be, because I have to always. I'm not white. I'm not the young kid. I got to go on skill and scene and do the whole nine yards because I can't get by on just fucking looks.
So you're like the Jackie Robinson of the debauchery.
I was actually going to put a 42 on because, in all honesty, there's only three high profile het males in the United States.
Okay.
And that's Kane, Aaron, and me.
Okay.
That's it. So when you got bullshit directed at you, it's either one of us three.
Well, and to be fair, the knife play, because you mentioned knife play, this has got to be like 98. It's been so long ago. And it's probably not you. But knife play?
Knife play.
And fire play? Get in the mic here.
Oh, sorry.
So how did he coerce you into the fire play?
I was like, give me your purse, bitch.
That'll do it.
I was stalked for months and months and months. No, I'm just kidding. No, I had seen Sir Orpheus seen with other people, and I was fascinated by him and the way that he worked, and he took it seriously. It wasn't like the bullshit that you see at the club, so to speak. You know what I mean?
The clown paddles.
That would be us.
Yeah, that's
not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, I mean, he's a very serious man. He knows what he's doing.
He's not exactly. He took his time. And,
right.
Care. And
the other thing I noticed, and I'm going to reference a movie that I think Orpheus and I have seen, and I don't know if you do have seen, Pimps Up, Hoes Down.
Yes.
Okay. You remind me because...
Oh, Jesus.
No, let me tell you, the girls that you play with, let me tell you why. Well, you remind me of... Because all the pimps, the girls, they're not supposed to look at the other pimps. Have you seen this movie?
No.
Okay. The one that won the player's ball, his women just looked straight down and wouldn't... I mean, they were a lot more hardcore than anybody else. They would literally, like, move out of the way of everybody. I mean, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, like, when I see that's the way girls react to you. There's nobody else in the club.
And
the reactions I see when you seen with women, I see other people seen with women.
Yeah.
Sometimes they get a reaction, sometimes they don't. It's a little more giggly, it's a little more you. There's an orgasmic reaction.
Right.
A real submissive reaction. And his cat knows what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Josie doesn't know what I'm talking about, but that's okay. But, I mean, you've never seen Orpheus at the club, but the girls...
I haven't.
The girls won't even look at the other dom. The girls laugh at the other doms. They won't even look at them.
That's true. I mean, I won't comment to the orgasm, depiction of it. For me, it was... For the first time.
Intense is probably better. There's an intensity when you do it that I don't think everybody has.
Exactly. The entire world shuts down. And it was the first time I was able to do that. With Sir.
When I go into it, I feel like this. I don't want to be anywhere doing anything else with anybody when I'm on the stage with somebody. They get my full attention.
Right.
I may listen to what's going on just for safety. But they're the whole world at that moment.
Right.
I don't want it, and I want the person to be that involved with it too. So when they give me that 100%, I try and give them back that same thing.
Okay. Well, speaking of that, I think it's time. That we could play with fire. And please do not try this. And Josie wants to do this too. Have you done fire play before, Josie?
No, not at all.
But you want to do it?
Yeah, sure.
Do you want Kat to start off or... So you can see what you're getting into?
Actually, I'd rather be surprised.
Oh.
Okay, Josie's first. And let me turn the camera around. And is it okay if we talk while you do this? I'll try not to be funny, and I'll try to be...
Where's the lighting?
Yeah.
I'll try to be as whispery as possible. Is that okay, Orpheus?
It doesn't matter to me.
Okay.
So what am I getting myself into?
Okay.
What can I expect?
Uh-oh. Okay. Well, hold on 1 second. We're going to try to get the cameras going. Hold on.
Well, he's going to do it here.
I love how everybody gets all super serious when fire comes out.
All right. No laughing matter.
He's going to do it in the corner here. So
yeah.
is that the shot you got?
Yeah.
Okay. So, Josie?
Yes.
I think you're first. Kat?
Okay.
Okay.
So here's what we're going to do. First of all, nobody try any of this at home, please.
Absolutely.
Don't just blow fire at your girl or some shit like that. That's horrible.
That's horrible. What the hell's wrong with you?
Don't do that. But basically what we're going to do is just some light fire play. We'll start off with the little warmth and just kind of something sexy and nothing too aggressive. And if you warm up to it, no pun intended, we'll actually make a little contact with your skin.
It's okay. Orpheus Shecky Black tonight here on the Dark Mark Show with all the jokes.
Shecky?
Shecky, yeah. It's an old-time comedy reference. You don't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
But I need you to be topless, though.
What?
Yeah.
No.
You have to be topless.
Yeah. Well, no,
everything else is
topless.
Flammable.
Oh, shoot. Okay, you're going.
Do we have electric tape?
No. Look at, why is it
I have yet to be topless anywhere, and
oh,
so.
Oh, my God.
Well, I mean, with the camera.
Wait, hold on a second. Do we not have tape? Do we have, like, even medical tape?
Do you have any duct tape, Jeremy?
I think we're going to have to do a part two. Next time I will bring.
Wait, Jeremy's got duct tape.
Jeremy's got duct tape.
I'm like, next time I'll just bring a couple
bring a
subs,
bitch.
You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. Right. Well, that's
because I had somebody who was going to come down, but I was like, oh, okay, well, Kat's going to be here, no problem, you know?
It was funny because I thought you would bring somebody. I think when we discussed it first, I was like, you're going to bring somebody, and then you're like, could you get a bottom for me? I'm like,
well, no,
Mr. Dom,
I'll get
it together.
I just was in a hurry, and I didn't grab my tape. No,
Jeremy's got some duct tape, so I don't know if it's the most comfortable thing to, when you peel it off. But
I enjoy it, actually.
Oh, good.
It's part of the process.
Perfect.
I always have this idea that when she peels it off, her nipples are going to be stuck to the tape.
I think Kat wants to have the best as well. I think a little scabbing is good.
The thinnest tape that you can find.
If you want, you can go in the other room and do that.
Thank you.
So I can't see your nipples.
You've seen her nipples before, right?
Of course.
Yeah. Josie, you going to use the tape? And
No.
Okay.
I'll watch.
It's all right. No problem.
Okay. All right. I was surprised that you wanted to do it. Because you're usually not up for anything. I tried. We had a lady wrestler in here. I tried to get her to choke. Josie, that didn't happen. A lot of things that you didn't do. You missed that. Yeah, Master.
I like to watch.
Yeah, Master Overbound was here. He choked everybody. I even got choked.
Nice.
Yeah, it was interesting. It wasn't arousing. I didn't really get it, but
yeah,
it was okay.
You gotta let me do it.
Yeah, I usually don't play
submissive. Would you choke Josie?
Who?
You. Josie Cat. Did you want to get choked?
Josie, like,
oh, he chokes too.
Oh, yeah.
That's my thing.
You don't have to be topless to be choked.
That's
so
my
you're saying you're a better choker than Master Overbound because he's pretty good.
I will
say yes.
I love Master Overbound. He's a great guy.
Yeah,
but he was in my class. Yeah.
Oh, he learned from you.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I teach the class. You know, I mean, it's what I do.
Oh, because that's the thing. Because we were talking about it. Because
I've choked, but I've never been choked.
Really?
I've
Orpheus.
Yeah. I choked out someone with a chain.
Chain.
Yeah.
Was that by accident?
No, it was on purpose.
Okay.
You just cut off the blood right here.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
Did you want to get choked?
I've never been choked.
Look at that smile. It's either that or go topless.
Oh my gosh.
I get set on fire. My co-hosts work a lot.
Or get choked out.
Right.
Wow.
Or I'm sure that's you know.
I'm down. I think we got.
I think we might be doing a little overtime
for
this show.
The show. Right,
thank you, Josie.
All right.
Okay, so Josie, as Kat's getting ready for the fire play and putting tape on her nipples, Orpheus is going to be choking Josie Kat, and they've never met before, so this is quite a first encounter. And and Master Overbound,
I'm working really hard today.
And by the way, now that she stood up, look at that ass.
Oh, it's nice.
Yeah.
I got black girl booty.
Well, I don't know about black girl. Maybe Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Really? I think you're Boricua. I don't think you're
kind of... Oh, my gosh. I'm so happy. I've been training, so that's right. Good.
He meant all of Puerto Rico. He meant all of Puerto Brazilian. Rico, but... yeah, he meant all of Puerto Rico. That's...
I can't get this off.
You want me to help?
That's crazy.
Yeah. All right. That's a good job in a hurry.
I love this studio, dude.
Well,
yeah. Skid Row Studios.
I'm going to have to get me a studio like this. I have to have one of my rich friends buy me.
Woohoo, look at her. Oh, shit.
Now she was made for this.
I mean, come on.
now we got the camera right on you.
Thank you.
Okay, so Josie's going to be choked. She agreed to be choked.
Okay.
Instead of doing fire. All right, all right. Yay, Josie.
I thought I was
going to
hit the ground.
No, I didn't want to hit the ground.
Okay.
Once you hear the snore, you can let go.
Mm-hmm.
That was kind of cute, too. You were like...
Well, it was kind of...
I was like, she's out already.
Well, it's kind of cute that she stopped before you got a handful of breasts. I saw you creeping up there. I saw you creeping right there.
Because if she went down, it was going to be totally all in my hands.
Well, yeah, you had to hold her up by something. And,
I should have capped the field, but the cameras were going.
Yeah. How'd that feel, Josie? Very relaxing, apparently.
It's weird because I could feel that I was about to go out.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay, here we go. I'm going to go out. I'm going to hit the ground. But you let loose before that happened.
Yeah.
So. He knows what he's
doing.
It
was very controlled.
You know what I like to do? I like to take people slowly into it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because if you just wake up, you miss the whole process. But I like a person to be very aware, especially if it's their first time. You know, that way there's not a lot of fear and confusion when you come out.
Right.
You know, and then you're able to relax a little bit more and we do the next one. You can go deeper and deeper.
Right, right.
Yeah, that's nice. I mean, that you do that because while we were filming for the Fetish Film Channel, I just...
Yeah, with a chain, you were just like...
No. I did it slow and just cut off.
So cut
her off really quick.
Okay, so now...
Fuck it, you're going to count.
So now we're going to do a fire play and... please don't try this at home. Kat,
see how cute she looks?
Kat's
beautiful. I'm in my sweatpants.
That's a Polish booty, that's for sure. That's not a black girl's booty. That's not Puerto Rican either.
Yes. It used to be a little more Puerto Rican. She's an awesome.
Okay. She's in great shape and what a trooper. Okay.
She's giggling.
Who wouldn't? Orpheus is. Got a torch. Wow.
You got to learn this, Mark.
I'm going to take a class.
You need to take his class.
Wow.
Mark is speechless.
I've seen her before, but this is, she's so giggly.
I know we need to get him and Dr. Shock together in one room and just bring in a bunch of girls to have a giggle fest.
Now you're thinking.
Yeah, I guess it wouldn't make any sense to have clothes on.
Yeah. <it's,
laughs> That would be
It'd be a little
lame.
Counterproductive, yes.
She's making orgasm face now.
That's the old face. Yeah. Having clothes on would be a little too Richard Pryor. I think that might not work.
Yeah. But I could smell a little bit of hair burning.
Wow.
So he's getting close.
Right. Are you saying that she has hair?
Nothing I could see.
I didn't see anything either.
Oh, sorry, it goes with this creepiness. Did you hear that? Yes, that's, you heard
that's
right.
That's my sexy voice.
That's your creepy voice.
Okay, I'm going to stop that.
You won't.
Trust me, now that you're pointing it out, after 6 months of doing the show together, I will.
Aw, no.
Oh, you like my creepy voice?
I like it now.
Okay, good.
Because it's funny, because it's creepy. Mm. We need some music going on.
I think this is okay. Because you can actually hear the fire whooshing.
I know. It's not wild.
What are you gonna play? In, you know, Jimi Hendrix Fire. I mean, you know.
That would be cool.
Rock of Ages. I mean,
Rock of Ages.
The Pyromania. Wow. No, he's joking here. Her eyes are closed.
Oh, there she
Body's
goes.
Going limp.
Yep.
She's on her knees.
Oh, wow.
See what I mean by all my intense?
Yeah. Pretty intense.
It's pretty intense. Orpheus doesn't play around.
No, she's sweating.
She's sweating and in a good way. She's glistening. Stop it.
She's glistening, right?
Not like when I sweat.
Not like you. Yeah. Your makeup rolls down your face. Aw.
Oh, you gotta do that. That was great. Oh my goodness. Oh, and see, that's
so you have
that's
to,
what I was talking about.
To,
that's the pips up, hose down. I'm talking about Janet Kidd, the whole thing.
I enjoy playing with Kat. Go ahead and go through, baby. Thank you, sir. She's a sexy little ass. You know, you wore my favorite outfit.
Nothing.
Nothing. That that's what no.
Stockings and garters.
Stockings
man.
And garters. Okay.
That. And tape.
Yeah, because nothing actually is my favorite outfit. Wow, Kat. So that was really as I mean I'll dote on the intensity, but. If you want to take a minute, that's so. How did that feel?
She smells like an alcohol swab.
That means she's clean.
You like to clean them up first, right? Yes. Before you play with them.
Yes, she's sterilized
and hairless.
Well, apparently, you heard about that. Yeah.
Yes. I've been singed of all hair.
Right. So it beats waxing. How much you pay for waxing? You gotta just have Orpheus just singe it all off.
Right.
Yeah. I'm the,
it might take a bigger torch, but you could do it.
Yeah. I'm Mr. Depilatory. I'm telling you. Right. 1995.
Right. So how does that feel?
So you heard me giggling with the fire because it was just warmth. It was nice. It was lovely. And the flames, the warmth, right? But then when he started with putting the actual implement and you saw me jump, it was because it was a bit surprising. I was used to the heat. And then he would come in with a...
That would be the technique, I would imagine. And how do you know how to do it? And I obviously got to take a class. But how do you know how to do it without like burning somebody?
Fireplay?
Yeah.
Experience. Just, yeah. You just got.
So, how many burned anybody?
You know what, though? I've been burned a bunch of times. You
right.
know, in the general
we
rule of thumb
burned,
is.
We all been baby.
Yeah, I know. The idea is if somebody's going to get burned, it better be you. So, whatever, if you see it happening, it better happen to you and not them.
So, did you practice on your own arms first?
Yeah. I practiced on my own arms, my legs, my hands, and then I moved over to Indy.
I thought you were going to say I moved over to my balls. Have you ever tried that?
I have blown fire across my balls to see what it feels like. Yes, yes. And
does it sting?
No, it feels good, actually.
Oh, wow.
I don't just sit at home habitually blowing fire on my cock, though. Contrary to what everybody believes, but no, it does feel good.
You've lit your own fart, so you know.
No,
I'm sure you're
no, you know, but again.
We've all done that. I tried
everything first and went from there. You know, just experiment.
Right.
And then you get it right and you go from there. Because most fire play was done laying down.
Right.
So the flame went up, all the heat was gone, you know, but I'm on stage and you got to be up on the platform
right.
so everybody can see what you're doing. So that was another thing that we had to add to it. We had to figure out how to do it with and not burn the girl's titties right. or their stomach or anything like that because the fire is going right up against them.
I just had to check. They're still there. They're okay. Okay.
I think so. The tape is there. So I'm assuming my nipples are still there underneath.
I see everything. And it's hard as hell to get around that tape. You know, some people do not play with tape. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So we had to do that whole, that's where some of the mastery comes in, is like, I got to avoid her underwear. I've got to avoid her stockings. Right. I got
hair.
Her hair on her head.
Right.
And the tape, you know, because what if I melt the tape to her titties? You know what I mean? Right. It's not going to be a good thing.
Oof.
Unless you're into that.
No.
It sounds like Kat's into a lot of stuff. And trust me, I did extensive research on you. Oh, yes.
He does that with the women. I normally do.
I did.
No research.
No research.
There's a little research. I found out he's a dirty storyteller, and he has a podcast.
Did you know I did spoken word before I did this?
Really? So you were, okay.
Like, yeah, I do poetry slams. Used to go around doing that.
I've done some poetry slams. I've been a feature poet.
Nice.
Yeah. We might have a poetry show coming up at some point.
Oh, that sounds boring.
naked poetry.
Naked poetry?
Oh, naked poetry. That would be cool.
No, I know good poets.
Because your stories are good.
Thank you.
BDSM poetry.
Yeah, I have one. So yeah,
do a scene
they
while telling poetry.
Right.
That's what we do at Toledo's, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yes, well, we're doing that at Toledo's show.
But Toledo's doing the storytelling. We're showing it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's what we say.
So you tell the poem, and then people are acting it out behind.
Yes,
you.
Exactly.
That would be cool. I could do that. Yes.
But
crack the whip. Crack the whip.
Can you tell us about your classes?
Yeah,
and
I do.
How people would be able to be students?
I teach at Sanctuary Studios LAX the last weekend of every month. So if you go to the website, you can check it out. Or again,
I'm a member.
Are you a member?
Yeah.
Well, come in.
Yeah.
What's the next class? What's the October class?
It's going to be November. We're skipping October this time. It's going to be slave positions.
Slave positions.
Yeah. How to integrate slave positions into your kink.
All right. Well, Josie and I will come by.
Yeah, definitely.
I'll get Josie into some positions.
Uh-huh. Good luck.
And Kat might be there. Who knows what's going to happen?
I actually may take that class.
Is that right?
I may help
teach you that class.
I think you're envisioning some positions right now.
Yeah.
And you know how flexible Kat is.
We've never done anything like
this. Can you stick your leg over your head?
Like behind my head? No, I'm not quite there.
Can you go straight
up? That's my job.
But I would have to hold her there, right?
I know.
You'd have to hold it yourself.
Exactly. I'd have to hold it myself.
I could hold it there for you.
What a gentleman.
So you'll make an exception in her case.
Exactly.
Not lazy pillow girl. For
advanced positions, it's okay.
Exactly.
But the side, the rabbit ears, you got to do it yourself.
Well, I'm quite sure she'd be a part of the actual
fray. Engaged, as opposed to.
Just laying there and just taking it.
Which isn't a bad thing either.
For me, it is.
What?
Come on, man.
You lay there and take it?
No. Let me rephrase. On occasion, it's just nice to not have to do anything.
That's like...
Because I cannot tell you how many times...
Well, guys like that, too. They like to sit back and get a blowjob. Just, like, kick back.
Well, the interesting thing is... Well, never mind.
No, Kat, tell us. No, you're on a roll. I want to hear this.
Interestingly enough, some of the people you would think would be the most aggressive in bed are quite the opposite.
Right.
So it's just,
So you wanted them to really tear it up, and they were very cuddly.
I mean, I think that's the reason most of us... women submissives go down this path is because we want someone to fucking just do it already, you know?
Right.
We're sick of doing the work.
Yeah.
Everywhere.
Okay.
What are you doing afterwards?
I know what you mean. Trust me, I can do the work.
Oh, yeah?
Is that a proposition?
Is this a sausage?
Possibly. I don't know. I'm just trying to.
It's a sword fight.
Thank you. Sorry.
Exactly.
Sausage
it's
sword.
A sword fight. Except,
a Polish thing.
It's a Polish sausage thing. Yeah.
There you go.
Except Orpheus is numb, so I don't know if I can win this one. But anyway, so where does the time go? It just flew right by.
Unreal.
And we did overtime and everything. It just flew by. This is what a great lineup.
Yeah,
the shows have been great lately, haven't they, Minjos?
Yes, spectacular.
Just spectacular. We had Nappy T, we had Chris Gore. This was a great show. Next week's going to be a great show. But Kat, if people want to take your pole dancing class?
Yes, I am teaching at Allure Dance Studio on the west side. We have two studios, one on Pico between La Cienega and Fairfax, and the other one is in Ladera Heights off of Slauson and...
Damn, she in the hood.
I am in the hood.
Yeah.
Booty. I also teach private lessons and do personal training. So hit me up. I'm on Facebook, A Tale of Two Cats.
Right.
Because, you know,
Okay.
Cat, K-A-T, A Tale of Two Cats.
Okay.
Bilska, B-Y-L-S-K-A.
I think I said Bliska, and I'm
you
sorry.
You did.
Cat
That's
Bilska.
Okay. Yes.
Cat Bilska, B-Y-L-S-K-A. Yes. Very nice, very nice Polish girl.
Yes.
Unlike the other cat. Josie Cat, people get a hold of you. Your Facebook has you've reclaimed your Facebook.
I just changed the name back to the old name, to my name I use. Because I had a secret, I switched my name up because I was reported.
Oh.
And I didn't want to get caught again.
Naughty,
on
naughty.
Facebook?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I've been blocked again.
So, you can find me, Josie Cat, J-O-S-I, Cat, K-A-T. Just Google me. Tomorrow, I will be at Culture Collide Music Festival, hosted by Filter Magazine, doing interviews. And Saturday, I am the host for the Halloween Bondage Ball.
Oh, really? Oh, where's that at?
At 333.
Now I know. I might have to stop by.
Yes, you will.
Maybe we'll see. We'll see what happens.
Sounds
good. Kat, what are you doing Saturday night?
I think I will be there at 333.
Sounds like a party. Orpheus, where do people get a hold of you?
Orpheus Black on Facebook. I'm the Black Orpheus Black. The other guy won't sell me his freaking page.
Right.
So, and just hit me on Orpheus Black, man. Or you can get me on FetLife, Orpheus Black.
Right.
And, or on Twitter, Orpheus Black.
And your show is on another network, but it's...
Rat Pack, Rat Pack Podcast, and it's called The Tyrant Thinks.
The Tyrant Thinks, because I was looking for it, and I was trying to download it on my iTunes. I'm going to download it, because it's got to be great, because you were a great guest.
I would imagine
you're a great host. Not necessarily the same thing. It's a different skill, but you were a great guest. Both of you were fantastic. Come by anytime. And what a great show.
Yeah.
We should have fire more often.
Yeah.
I like it.
Anyway, so you guys know about the spank train?
No.
I'm not getting spanked.
Okay, so then we're not getting the spank train.
I'll spank, yeah.
Okay, so we're going to do a one-way train where Orpheus spanks you.
I like a train like that.
And I can switch.
Yeah, we'll figure that out. Yeah. Anyway, so what a great show. Thanks for listening. Go to darkmarkshow.com. Check out all the past shows. DarkMarkShow@gmail.com if you want to send me some feedback. Catch me at Goth Comedian, Twitter, Facebook. We got a Tumblr, and have a wonderfully creepy week.
Hi, Dark Comedians.